everybody. Welcome to the podcast. It is good to be with you here at Renewing the Center. My name is Chris, and I just want to say before we jump into the lectionary reading today from Numbers 15, just how thankful I am that you would tune in and listen. I am currently sitting in my study here at Trinity, the church where I serve as pastor, and I have a little microphone in front of me and a foam tripod around the mic, and I do this all by myself, and so it's sometimes I forget that you listen. And then occasionally someone will grab me at church or shoot me an email and say how much they're enjoying the podcast. And I just want to say this is really, really fun for me. It's a labor of love. And yet it means more because you listen. If I were just, I guess, doing it as an act of faithfulness, I would be okay for a while. But it really brings me joy to know that these words and this space has been an encouragement to so many of you. So thank you so much for listening. Spread the word. Give me a good review somewhere where podcasts are heard. Some more people will know this is a trustworthy and good space, and we'll keep her going, okay? So we're going to stick in Numbers. The last episode we published was from Numbers 13, and today we're going to look at Numbers 15. So this is still yet before the Israelites are stepping into the land of promise. So everything we're going to read here in this short passage, beginning in verse 17, is anticipatory. And that's going to be one of our themes today, is how do we anticipate good things when we're resisting and experiencing resistance? And then how do we remember once we do step into the good thing? So this is about anticipation and remembering. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, after you come into the land in which I am bringing you, whenever you eat of the bread of the land, you shall present a donation to the Lord. From your first batch of dough, you shall present a loaf as a donation. You shall present it just as you present a donation from the threshing floor. Throughout your generations, you shall give to the Lord a donation from the first of your batch of dough." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Father, I pray that you would help us to take this somewhat obscure passage and hold it before our hearts today. Lord, I pray that you would help us to consider the importance of anticipation. And then I pray that you would help us to have a memory once we experience your provision. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So this is really important. As we were looking at in the last episode, the Lord had been moving the people of God, the Israelites, into and toward closer to the land of promise. The entire wilderness wandering period was about getting them from Egyptian bondage to the place that they would one day call home. And now they're at the very cusp. And when you're at the cusp, you experience all kinds of resistances. The problems become more real. The enemies become more frightening. The obstacles become more intimidating. And yet here, again, the Lord says, after you come into the land in which I'm bringing you, whenever you eat of the bread of the land, which implies not just entering, but cultivating, I want you to give me the first fruits. So this is really important. When we get to these places of threshold in our life, places where we're being invited to step over into something new and to promise into deeper levels of purpose, the Lord wants us to do so in anticipation that he is actually inviting us to step into that new place and that he will make us fruitful in that new place. And so maybe today you are facing like a new opportunity in work, or you're seeing a passion or a desire in you begin to blossom, and you're wondering, like, I don't know if this is going to work. I mean, I felt this way with the podcast. I thought, I don't know if this is worth my time, if I'm going to be good at this. I don't know if anybody's going to care about it. I don't know if I can handle all the technology. I mean, there were so many barriers. And it's so telling in this passage that the Lord says, if I've invited you up to the threshold, remember what we said in the last episode, I did not lead you out this far in order to take you back again. So I'm inviting you to step in the confidence of knowing that God is going to provide. When you come into the land, whenever you eat of the bread of the land, I want you to give me a donation, the Lord says. So what's God getting at there? The Lord is wanting his people to step forward in faith with anticipation that he has promised and that he will come through on his promise, that he is good and he'll provide. And he's also wanting them to recognize that when they experience God's provision, and I think this is true for you and me, when you experience the provision of God, it is because God has provided. And I think the Lord knew that the Israelites and you and me, that we are prone to be timid when it comes to risk taking. And at the same time, when we do take risk, we are prone to forget that it was God who provided. And then we begin to think, well, maybe I was better off than I thought I was. Maybe I was stronger than I thought I was. And so the Lord says, I want you to anticipate my provision. And then when you do experience my provision, I want you to remember that it was me who provided. And y'all, we're exactly the same kinds of people. We're afraid to step out. And then when we do, we're sometimes prone to forget that it was God who provided. And then we begin to think, well, maybe I just did that. And so what did the Lord say? I want you to make a choice to give me a first fruit of that which you receive in terms of provision. And the provision is not passive provision. Eating the fruit of the land is strongly participatory. It means that the Israelites were called to step out and to cultivate, to work, but that God would be the one who gave them not only the land, but the increase. And then he said, I want you to cultivate a way to remember that all your provision, the gifts you've received, the good things in your life are not because of your own effort. They're not because of blind, dumb luck. They're because of the provision of God. And the way that he called them to remember is the way that I think he also calls us to remember, which is to carve out a portion of our goods and give it away, give it back to the Lord. This is why every month a check goes out from my bank account to the local church as a way to say thank you to God. Sometimes that check just happens because I'm full of joy, hope, and anticipation. And sometimes that check goes out because it's just simple obedience. It's why I actually put it on auto pay, because I just want it to go out regardless. But the way that we handle our time, our talent, and our treasure, our money, speaks to us about whether or not we trust the Lord and whether or not we are cultivating an intentional way of remembering the provision of God. And I find it hilarious that the Lord basically says, I want you to give me a donation from your dough. The Lord knows that slang for money would be dough, translated from Hebrew into English. I mean, it's just hilarious to me, but I found myself laughing and thinking, you do, God, you want us to give you a portion of your first fruits from our dough, from our provision, from the work of our hands and the cultivation that we've done. And I want to break you out of a simple like monetary way. I don't want you to not think of giving a first fruits in terms of money, because I actually think that money matters a whole lot to us. I think it's a taboo subject in the church because some Christians talk about it way too much. Trinity, we probably arguably over the years have spoken about money and called our church to give with too little courage. But I want to say that like your resources, and we all have been given resources, and I do tend to think of them in terms of the three T's: the resource of time, the resource of talent, and the resource of treasure, money, that God wants us to be willing to give portions of our resources, the engine of our life. And those three T's, they do make up the kind of engine of your life, the value that you can give away. They're very much analogous to the fruit of your labor, the dough, the wheat in the field. And I believe that the Lord calls us to step out in anticipation of his provision, and then to have mechanisms in our life where we know that we must give back to God in order to remember that it was him who provided in the first place. So where are you? Are you in a season where the Lord is asking you to step out and you're afraid? You're in good company. There's something here for you. The Lord says, when you get there, which is his way of saying, I want you to step out in confidence, knowing you're going to get where I've called you to go. Or maybe you're in a place right now of relative security, where you've taken risks and they have yielded some sort of stability in your life. Is the Lord inviting you to be more intentional about remembering? Anticipation and remembering. I love how those things flow together because they actually keep us tethered to trust and reliance. They give us the courage to step out because of what God says, and then they give us the reminder and the discipline and the accountability to give back to the Lord. The Lord wants to use you. I mean, the local church, it doesn't work without gifts, without financial gifts of people just like you, you know, people like you and me. But the kingdom work around us also doesn't work without people like you and me giving of our time and our energy and our curiosity, using our gifts for the benefit and the advancement of God's kingdom. The Lord wants you to be a person who steps out, and he wants you to be a person who gives back. Because when you give back, every time I give of my time, my talent, my treasure, it is a way for me to remember I can be free with what I have because it's not me who has brought me to this place. It is God. And so in a very real way, giving of your time, your talent, and your treasure is a way to reject scarcity. It's a way to reject the lie that you have to provide for and you have provided for, and therefore you must defend and protect everything that is yours. Y'all, we can't do it. The more open-handed we are, the more we're able to receive and give, receive and give, receive and give. God bless you. I pray that the Lord would bless you with abundance and that you would be willing to anticipate and you would be committed to remembering. God bless you. Go in peace.